It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning, and what another blessing. What a beautiful gift the Lord has given us to be alive this morning. That is why I want us in this community to tell God how grateful we are. We just want to take a second to say, Father, we are thankful. Thankful for everything you do for us daily, and especially for the gift of life. For being counted among the living this morning, Father, we are grateful. If this is your first time of joining us, I want to assure you that you are in the right place. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we gather as a community to share the word of the Lord, to equip ourselves for the day with our weapon. If you are frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell another person, that it is time for our devotion. So gather your families, gather your friends, gather the community of believers and unbelievers, and let us hear from the King of Glory. The Lord wants to speak to somebody today, so tell somebody out there that it is time for our devotion. I want to greet you good morning and welcome you to a brand new day. Today is the fourth day in the month of July 2024. It's the fourth day in the month of July 2024. And this segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So if you are ready, let's go to the word for today. Today is Thursday, July 4th, 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, "He shall laugh. He shall laugh." Our aim for today is aim 27 from our Open Heaven Manual. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Proverbs chapter 18 to chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 18 to chapter 20. Our memory verse for today will be taken from the book of Psalm 2 verse 4. Psalm 2 verse 4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Psalm 2 verse 4. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Psalm chapter 37 from verse 2 to verse 13. Psalm chapter 37. From verse 12 to 13, we're taking it from 12. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The Open Heaven Manual says, as God is seated in heaven, he controls everything on earth, because he at ease is footstool. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1. In Psalm chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, the Bible says that when the enemies try to deal with the anointed of God, he that sits in the heaven shall laugh. In other words, when someone threatens a believer, God laughs at the person. If someone says that you are going to be promoted, he that sits in the heaven shall laugh. This is because promotion neither comes from the east nor west, but from God alone. Psalm chapter 75 from verse 6 to 7. If a doctor says your case is hopeless, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh, because he already settled your healing thousands of years ago by his stripes. In the book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. If anybody tells you that you will not be successful in life, he that sits in heaven shall laugh, because Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13 says that you shall be above only and not beneath. While God is laughing at every evil intention of the devil over your life, you should not be crying. Rather, you should be praising him. The book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 27. The book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 27. Jesus Christ said, "Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature?" Your worrying will not solve adverse situations. When God is laughing, you should be laughing too. You should be mocking the mockers and standing on the ever sure word of God, knowing fully well that your case is already settled in God. Don't cry like people who have no hope. You are a child of the King of all kings. Your Father owns the earth and all its fullness. The book of Psalm chapter 24 verse 1. So there is nothing you need that is beyond your reach. The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God." When you make your request known to God, do so with thanksgiving. Don't come to him as if you have no hope. The book of James chapter 1 verse 6 to 7. James chapter 1 from verse 6 to 7. It says that if you come to him without faith, you should not even think of receiving anything from him. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 tells us that faith is the evidence of things not seen. Then you must come with thanksgiving, knowing fully well that your requests are already granted. This is the right state of a true believer. He or she does not live in fear, but in faith, because of the consciousness of how big and powerful God is. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you indeed, you can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing. You can visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and share all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. You can just be saving a soul today. You can also listen to us live on the move. You can visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com and listen to us online. You can also download our mobile app Praise Palace Radio on iOS and Play Store. If you are blessed, just keep thanking God for what He's about to do in your day. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather at the feet of Jesus to hear from Him again in devotion, I want you to remain blessed. Have a very, very, very beautiful day. God bless you.